Hi, I'm Scott Hansman, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Inji Zarif, who's going to talk to us about some of the new stuff happening around the Azure CDN.
Hi. So today we're going to talk about the new features that we just announced on the new Azure portal for CDN. And there are many cool features, but I'm going to focus on three main ones today. So I'm going to do the new improved portal experience for CDN, the new endpoint configurations with a new level of granularity, and the final big features that everybody has been waiting for is content purge.
Very cool.
So if we can start by just finding CDN on the portal. So if you click CDN profiles, that takes you to all the profiles available under this subscription. A CDN profile is basically just a logical grouping of your CDN endpoints. So you can group your endpoints by feature, by product, by configuration, like say you have pricing tier, so you want to group them differently. Mm-hmm. So
let me ask you a quick question, though.
Yeah.
I've been a longtime CDN customer, and I always have to go into the existing classic portal. Are my existing CDN things that I've used for so many years, are they going to appear in the new portal without me doing anything?
Great question. So for now, if you see CDN endpoints classic, if you click that, that will take you to the old portal to manage your existing CDN endpoints.
Okay.
And in a month or two, these will be migrated to the new portal, so you don't need to worry about getting to the old portal
Fantastic.
Anymore.
Fantastic. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Okay. So if we click on Cool Profile here, you can see that this is a standard profile. You'll see the endpoints available on that profile. So there is an endpoint here.
I see. And then you've got your own custom host name appears there as well.
Exactly. So I will walk you now through the second piece of this session, which is about the endpoint configurations and the endpoint features, the new ones that we have. So if I click on Add Endpoint, then I can select a name. And in the old portal, you didn't have control on the endpoint name. Mm-hmm. So we would just generate a unique name for you. But now I can name my endpoint Amazing Endpoint. And this name will be appended to AzureEdge.net. And ooh, it's available. So
did we always have AzureEdge.net? That's a great domain.
I think we did. Yeah, yeah, Azure Edge was always there. Just amazing endpoint and like the endpoint name.
Right.
This is what you
Your
have
CNAME
more control
and, okay.
on. Yeah. You can select origin types. That has always been there. So I would pick custom origin,
right,
for example. And I will do Bing. A new thing that you can add now is you can have an origin path and origin host header. So in the old portal, you didn't really control the origin host header. Now you have origin host header, and I can add path. For example, I need only images. I don't need everything under this website.
Right.
Also, some of the cool stuff you can do is you have control on the traffic, either HTTP or HTTPS. You can control the port. You can see 40, 443, and 80, and I can disable HTTP.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Secure only.
Exactly. So it will be secure from end to end. Mm-hmm. And if I click Add, then I will have this endpoint added to my profile.
Yeah, and definitely one of the nice things about being in the Azure portal now is that if you know how to use things in other blades, you know how to configure CDN. It's a very familiar experience.
Yeah, so as you can see, we just created a successful endpoint. And if you click on that endpoint, you will find more features that you can control. So if you have configure here, you have control over compression, query string caching. You can change the protocols even after the endpoint is created, and also changing the host header. So if I enable compression, I say compression enabled.
Oh, nice.
This is the list of all the MIME types that are available for compression. So I can add a new MIME type here. Or for query string caching, I can control ignore query strings, cache, bypass. In the old portal, it was only on and off. Now you have more options on controlling this, so it's pretty cool. And if I select Save, it will just propagate these configurations to the endpoint.
Is because it's now in the Azure portal, because you're a first-class member of the Azure portal, and you're part of the Azure Resource Manager, does this mean that I can have endpoints and CDNs be part of a larger ARM deployment? So when I'm creating my websites and I really want CDN to be a part of that,
yes, we are working on that, actually. There are templates now, and you can, when you are creating your service, you can deploy the template and have CDN as a part of your service. So there will be a lot of Visual Studio integration, a lot of Azure integration with other services, that you will have CDN just naturally flowing in your service, so you don't have to worry about too much configuration stuff.
That's great. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. So the last exciting feature that everybody has been asking for a number of years now, and now it's finally out, is content purge. So if we go and do purge, say that you created an endpoint and you specified the origin and a specific file, and then that file is the wrong file. So, oops.
This has happened to me a lot, actually. I have a podcast and I have the headshots of the people on the show. Mm-hmm. And if I misnumber one, I'll have the wrong person's face appear. And then I have to wait, don't I, for the CDN to expire?
Yeah. So the cool part is now you have purge. So if the content is wrong, you don't have to wait for the cache to expire, which takes so long and not efficient. So I can do purge all, which will purge all the content under the endpoint, or say, no, I don't want to purge all the cache. So I will just do images / image one dot JPEG. Or I can do also
wildcards.
Yeah, so purge all is basically a wildcard, but I can do, for example, videos /
Ah, fantastic.
Yep, and that will delete everything under this directory. And the cool part about purge is it's very fast. So within a minute, you will...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you will try to load the content, and boom, it's now from the origin, and it's the correct input, and then it will cache it again. So it's pretty cool. And the nice part about the portal is all the features that we just showed here are available through the REST APIs and the SDK that's coming up soon. So you can do much more with developer support than just what's available on the
And you said a REST
portal.
API is coming soon.
Yeah, so the .NET SDK and a lot of other SDKs are coming up. So
this is
can't
great.
Wait for
it's
that.
Really nice to have a first-class CDN integrated at this level.
Yeah,
Azure.
It's really exciting to be working on that product.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We're learning all about the Azure CDN here on Azure Friday.